Well, good morning, everyone. It is 9 o'clock in the morning on December 7th, 2022, and I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is the December 7th, 2022 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. My name is Andy Kottkamp, and I've been appointed by the Chelan County Board of Commissioners to serve as a land use hearing examiner, and my job is to render decisions on various matters that are authorized to come before me, which include appeals of administrative... I make decisions on variances and plats and appeals of administrative determinations. Before we get started and we go any further, there is one matter on the agenda that I need to strike from the agenda, and it's going to have to be continued. This is the matter of AA22-409. This is an administrative appeal submitted by Stephen and Deborah Griffith and Derek Cooch. I have a conflict of interest in this matter, so I am not going to be able to hear this matter. It's going to have to be assigned to a hearing examiner pro tem at a later date. So I apologize for the inconvenience to you, Mr. Cooch, and to the Griffiths, but there's just nothing else I can do. I can explain it to you privately if you want to talk about it, but it is a conflict that I just don't feel comfortable proceeding with this matter. So it will be continued, and staff will be in touch with you regarding the new hearing date. All right, now continuing on for all the other items, I hold these hearings to discuss the merits of various of the proposals that are authorized to come before me. I'll consider any testimony and evidence presented at today's hearing, as well as all the written materials that are already on file, in order to make my decision. The hearing process has certain rules. I do try to conduct the meetings in a relaxed and informal manner, but we still have a procedure that we're going to use. On the administrative appeals, staff will present a introduction, and then the appellant, who has the burden of proof, will submit their testimony and evidence. I'll give the county and the appellant opportunities to rebut each other, with the appellant having the last opportunity to testify. Then for the other items, the variance and the plat, staff will present their report and make whatever recommendations that they wish to make. And then the applicant, who has the burden of proof, will be able to present their testimony and evidence. And if there is public testimony, then we'll give a chance for public testimony to be heard. And if there's any testimony in opposition to the particular project, then I will give the applicant an opportunity to submit whatever rebuttal testimony that they wish to make. If you are going to testify, I would have you come unmute yourself, and then I'll have you state your name and address. I will swear you in as a witness, and ask that you keep your testimony relevant to the application that I'm talking about and not to other issues beyond the scope of the proposal. If you have anything in writing that you want to submit today, we can make those arrangements. I have the option to keep the record open if I think there's a need for additional written testimony to be submitted, but in any event, my written decision on each of these matters will be made within 10 working days after I close the public record. Except as provided by the Chelan County Code regarding requests to reopen hearings and requests for reconsideration, my decision on each of these matters is final and conclusive unless they are appealed. Appeals are by means of what's called a land use petition action and must be filed within 21 days of the date of the issuance of the decision. And if the appeal isn't timely filed, the appeal would be barred. I've reviewed all the items that are left on the agenda for today. I don't have any interest in any of the properties or the proposals to be heard today. I will be able to fairly and objectively consider each item. Outside of receiving and reviewing the staff report for each item, along with all the attachments to the staff report, which included for the first two items, all the appeal materials and some recent materials submitted yesterday by the appellant. And there's, as I said, staff report, expert witness reports, photographs, site plan drawings for some of the items. Other than receiving and reviewing essentially the entire planning staff file, I've not had any communication regarding any of the items that are on today's agenda. So with those representations, if there is anybody here today who objects to my participation as the hearing examiner, you have to unmute yourself at this time and state so. All right, hearing none, we'll turn to the first item on today's agenda. This is an administrative appeal of administrative decision. It's given file number AA22-406. Let me get to my file here. This is an appeal of an administrative decision regarding property located at 12 Norling Lane in Leavenworth, Washington. I will admit into the record at this time that staff report, all of the notice of appeal, the appeal materials that were submitted by Mr. Gatens yesterday, including a declaration by Mr. Gatens and an administrative appeal brief. We have all the items that were relied upon by staff in making their decision, including the advertisement for the icicle bunkhouse, an appeal notice, a complaint form, complaint printout with details, the violation notice, and the notice of violation. All of those items will be admitted into the record at this time by this reference, and I'll turn this matter over to Ms. Riles for the staff introduction.
Thank you. Good morning. So as you stated, this property is at 12 Norling Lane in Leavenworth. This applicant had submitted materials for to apply for an existing non-conforming short-term rental December 29th of 21. That application was denied July 13th of 22. The denial was appealed, and that denial was affirmed September 7th of 2022. We did follow up on a complaint, and it was found that the applicant was still operating both rentals without permits. Per Chelan County Code 1188-290, Section 5 under enforcement, within Chelan County jurisdiction, a short-term rental must not operate without an approved and valid short-term rental permit. Evidence of operation includes, but is not limited to, advertising, online calendar showing availability, guest testimony, online reviews, rental agreements, or receipts. And enforcement of this section will be in accordance with Title 16. Code Enforcement Deputy Wenzel, who is present today, did serve a notice and order to abate violation September 27th. And then the administrative appeal AA22-406 was filed to appeal the notice and an order to abate the violation. And this was received October 27th of 2021. Staff does recommend the violation be upheld based on the applicant not having the short-term rental permit and still operating as a short-term rental in direct violation of the short-term rental code.
Does the county have any response? And you don't have to make it now, you can make it after the applicant's presentation, to their response that their appeal results in an automatic stay of any enforcement of the denial of their permit application?
They're still operating without a permit. They're appealing, but they're still operating without a permit.
Okay. Thank you very much. Is there anything else from the county at this time?
Not at this time. Thank you.
All right. Is the appellant ready to proceed?
We are, Mr. Examiner.
All right. Can you identify yourself for the record, please?
Yeah. Good morning, Mr. Examiner. Clay Gatens on behalf of the appellant.
Do you intend to present any testimony yourself today?
No, I do not.
All right. Are you going to call any witnesses, or do you want to make an argument?
No, I'm not going to call any witnesses, and I'll proceed with argument.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Examiner, there isn't any dispute about the factual scenario that has been laid out by the county. The issue that I think Mr. Examiner's correctly identified pursuant to our letter briefing is the contention under Chelan County Code 16-12-020 sub 3 that provides for an automatic stay during the pendency of any appeals. The petitioner here has, which is Icicle, has filed and is in the process of a loop appeal. It's in front of the Washington State Court of Appeals Division 2 currently, and that matter has not been resolved or fully heard by that Court of Appeals. So that appeal is pending, and so that's the basis for the continued operations under Chelan County Code 16-12-020 sub 3. Secondary to that argument is that Chelan County Code 11 5.88.290EIG gives until the end of this year to resolve any outstanding zoning or code violations for short-term rental applicants. And so in any event, code enforcement 22-0056 is premature. I'd further note that 1188-290 also provides for a 6-month extension from the Director of Community Development for applicants that are operating or acting in good faith to remedy any outstanding zoning or code violations. And the appellants contend that certainly their efforts to have timely filed a LUPA appeal and are proceeding with that LUPA appeal are good faith efforts to resolve the zoning violations, because should they be successful in their appeal, there will be no zoning violation that has had occurred. And so for those reasons, we think that the automatic stay is in place under 16120203, but at any event under 1188-290E1G, the code enforcement action is premature because the appellants are operating in good faith to resolve the zoning code violation through their pending LUPA appeal.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Gatens. It's good to see you again. Is there anything further from staff?
No, at this time.
Anything further, Mr. Gatens?
Nothing further.
All right, thank you very much. I'm going to close the record on this hearing. I'll have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. Next item on today's agenda is also an administrative appeal, AA22-466. This is an appeal that has been submitted by an applicant for a Tier 1 short-term rental permit. Get this up here. Regarding property at 24 Alderbach Lane in Leavenworth. I'm going to admit into the record at this time by this reference that staff report, all the appeal materials, all the materials relied upon by staff in making their determination. There is materials that were submitted by the appellants, an appeal brief, a declaration of Mr. Meggett, a declaration of Mr. Garcia, and a declaration of Ms. Carachico. Those are all admitted into the record at this time by this reference. I will admit the entire planning staff file, including the denial letter, my decision on the Tier 2 matter, are all admitted into the record at this time by this reference. And again, turn this matter over to Ms. Riles for the staff presentation.
Thank you. So in regard to your Tier 2 decision on this matter, the long-term tenants that were living in the ADU on this property did not meet the criteria for an owner operated, an owner living on the parcel. Then the applicants submitted a Tier 1 application for the same parcel. And as the criteria was not met for a Tier 2 for the owner living on the parcel with the same long-term tenants in the ADU and renting out the main dwelling, we used your findings in the Tier 2 hearing and did not collect the application fee and denied the application based on the same finding that it did not meet the criteria for an owner operated, an owner living on the parcel. So November 8th, we sent the letter to the applicant notifying them of the denial for Tier 1 permit. And then November 21st, we received their administrative appeal for AA22-466 that was filed with Chelan County Community Development. We do recommend that the denial be upheld based on the fact that it still is not an owner living on the property to qualify for a Tier 1 short-term rental.
All right, thank you very much. Is the appellant ready to proceed?
We are, Mr. Examiner.
All right, and Mr. Gatens, you're here on behalf of the property owner and applicant, is that correct?
Correct.
All right. Do you have any additional evidence you'd wish to submit today?
No, I won't be presenting any testimony, and I won't be presenting any additional evidence.
All right. What would you like to tell me then?
Mr. Examiner, this application is largely a repeat of the Tier 2 application. There's no new legal arguments introduced or no new evidence introduced from the prior Tier 2 application. My guess is that the result will be substantially similar to the Tier 2 application, and then we will most likely seek to have this matter consolidated with the pending Tier 2 LUPA appeal in front of the Court of Appeals, which is currently pending.
All right. Thank you very much. Anything else you'd like to add?
Nothing further.
All right. Thank you. Ms. Riles, anything further from the county?
Actually, yes, I do. I did follow up on this yesterday, and it appears that the long-term renters have moved out of the ADU. It looks like I did find two sites that the ADU is now listed for rent, so it appears that the two long-term renters have moved out of the ADU at this time.
All right. Do you have any documentation of that, or is it just something that you read online?
I did find two sites where it's documented that ADU is now currently for rent that I would gladly supply to you.
I think I'm not going to direct what you want to do. If you want to have that admitted as evidence, I will allow that to happen, and then I'll seek from Mr. Gatens his response. Do you want to admit those into the record?
I would like to submit that to you by the end of the day, if I could, please.
All right. I will admit those into the record. Must be provided to myself and Mr. Gatens by 5 o'clock today. Mr. Gatens, do you want some time to respond to that?
Yeah, well, first for the record, I object to admitting it. We haven't had any knowledge of this prior to today's hearing. For the record, we object to the late admission of those materials. Otherwise, I would request that the record be held open and that we have an opportunity to respond to those materials once they've been provided to us.
Certainly, and I think that's fair. When people submit things, I generally allow them to come in, but I'll certainly allow you some time to respond. Would 5 o'clock, I mean, it seems like a pretty simple issue. Would 5 o'clock Friday, would that give you enough time to consult with your clients and submit a response?
I don't think so, Mr. Examiner. Only because I've got a summary judgment hearing tomorrow morning, and then another hearing on Friday. So Wednesday of next week, I think, would be preferable.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. So that'll be the 14th. I'll keep the record open until December 14th. For the appellant to submit whatever response that they wish to make. If the county wishes to request that the record be kept open for their reply, I'll entertain that. I'm not going to say I'm going to do that, but it seems like it's a pretty simple question to resolve. Either they're living there or they're not. So, but we'll go until keep the record open until December 14th, 2022 at 5 o'clock. Okay, Mr. Gatens.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome. Good luck on your summary judgment tomorrow, too.
Thank you.
All right. Anything further from the county? You understand my ruling?
Nothing further from us. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. I look forward to receiving your submission by 5 o'clock today. Okay. We'll turn to the next item on today's agenda. This is a plat application, given application number P22286. This is an application submitted to subdivide approximately 3.42 acres into five lots on property located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. Now, for the record, I will admit into the record that staff report, all the attachments to the staff report, which included all the application materials, all the noticing documents that have come in. There are site plans, expert witness reports, site evaluations, geo assessments. There have been comments that have come through, including public and agency comments. There's noticing documents. I'll admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference and turn this matter over to, looks like Mr. White, you're the only one left.
Thank you, Mr. Cockham. So plat 22-286 is an application to subdivide a parcel of 3.42 acres in size into five residential lots. The project site is located within the rural village zoning district. All the lots meet the required zoning requirements and size and dimension. Access for this development would be an internal roadway off of a lower Sunny Slope Road. Domestic water will be provided by a Group B water system, and sanitation would be provided by individual on-site septic systems. The SEPA MDNS was issued October 12th of 2022. The project site does contain geologic hazardous areas, and staff recommends implementation of the conditions outlined in the geological site assessment prepared by Black Rock Geosciences. A cultural resource study has been requested by DAP and the Yakima Nation, unless documentation as provided by DAP relinquishes this requirement. Pursuant to the comment letter received from the Department of Ecology, the applicant will need to test the soil for lead and arsenic, and if contamination concentrations are above the MTCA cleanup levels, the applicant would need to coordinate with Ecology on the model remedy that would clean up the site to meet state standards. Staff has reviewed the application materials, the agency comments for consistency with them, applicable codes and regulations, and as condition recommends approval of plat 22-286.
All right, thank you. I'm looking at your staff report, Mr. White, and I'm just thinking that maybe a couple of items are not should not be in the file, but I have two additional public comments that are referenced in the staff report, one from Brad and Sharon Ward and one from a Brian Patterson. The Ward's comment in the staff report talks about access off of South Lakeshore Road and SR 97A, which is not where this project is located. And then Mr. Patterson has talked about lead and arsenic, which applies all over Chelan County. But were those comments also related to this project?
Those were not, no. That was an error in the staff report.
All right. I just wanted to make sure the public comment we have is from a Jack Crow. And that's the only public comment that we've received. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes.
All right. Thank you very much. Is there anything further from staff at this time?
Nothing further from staff.
All right. Is the applicant ready to proceed?
Yes. Hi, this is Brent Smith. I'm the owner of.
All right, Mr. Smith, I need to have you state an address for yourself, and then I'm going to swear you in as a witness.
Name is Brent Smith, address 515 Lower Sunny Slope Road, Wenatchee, Washington.
All right, sir, would you raise your right hand for me? Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
Yes, I swear it will be the truth.
And you've indicated that you are the property owner and the applicant, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Have you had a chance to review the staff report that was prepared by Mr. White?
I briefly went through it yesterday, yeah.
Other than the reference to the public comments, do you have any objection to any of the statements within the staff report?
No, I don't believe so.
There are some proposed conditions of approval. Do you have any objection to any of those proposed conditions?
Not at this time.
All right. I'd like to get those things out of the way right now. What would you like to tell me about the project, sir?
I think we're just in agreement with the county. We understand that there's conditions for approval and feel like those criteria can be part of the design and taken care of with the process. I don't really have any further comments.
Also for subdivisions, I like to ask this question. Is there sufficient room in all of the proposed lots for a single family residence and normal accessory structures without the need for a variance?
I believe so. We've reached out to the engineering group and also the site evaluations and septic evaluations, and they all felt that it was a reasonable sizing for what we had applied for.
All right. And normally that's the case. I'm not, didn't ask that question as in a challenging way. It's just that I like to get it on the record that the lots are, and they, you know, the minimum lot size I think I read here is a half an acre almost. So there should be plenty of room for construction of residences and accessory structures. So,
yes, we believe so.
All right. Is there anything else the applicant would like to provide?
Not at this time.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll turn this matter over to the public now. Did any member of the public come to testify on this matter? If so, I just need to have you unmute yourself and state your name and address. Okay, I'm not seeing anybody unmuting themselves. Is there anything further from staff?
I do have one further thing. It appears that you might have like an earlier version of the staff report, because I'm looking through my staff report here and I don't have any of the public comments from Mr. Patterson or the other public comment listed in the current iteration of the staff report I have here. So I would like to send you an updated version of the staff report that does not have those, as well as send that out to the applicant as well.
All right. Thank you very much. Were there any other changes to the staff report other than correcting the public comments?
I don't believe so, but I will send that to you.
All right, if there are any, would you please review it? If there are any other additional changes, you need to let myself and Mr. Smith know about that too.
Yes, we'll do so.
All right, thank you very much. Mr. Smith, is there anything further from you?
No, sir.
All right, you can expect an email from Mr. White probably sometime today or tomorrow with that new staff report in it. At least it's new to me. I haven't seen it yet.
I just have the old one.
All right, thank you very much. I'm going to close the record on this matter. I will have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. We have one last item on today's agenda. This is a variance application, given application number VAR 22-399. This is a variance application submitted to reduce the required front yard setback for the construction of a single family home. This relates to property located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. For the record now, I'm going to admit into the record that staff report, all the attachments that came with the staff report, which included all of the application materials, all of the noticing documents that have come through. There are exhibits A, B, C, D, and E that came through with the application materials. There are comments from agencies that have been submitted. I'm going to admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference and turn this matter over to, I see two of you there, so I'm not sure who's going to give the report this time.
Celeste.
Hi, Mr. Kottkamp. I am Celeste Berry. I haven't met you yet. I'm a new planner here at the county. And as stated, this is an application to vary the setback from the required 20-foot building setback from the front property line to 8 feet in order to create a building envelope for a proposed single family residence. The subject property is within the Manson UGA and is zoned urban residential 2. There is currently a small 632 square foot residence on the property and a small above ground pool. The applicant is requesting the variance due to the small size of the property, which is approximately 8,500 square feet. And there is a right-of-way dedication that removes 15 feet from the front property line and is not an encumbrance on adjacent lots. The proposed use will be similar to other uses in the neighborhood. Neighboring properties enjoy single-family residences, swimming pools, and accessory dwelling units on their properties. Public Works had no objection to the variance, but will require an applicant, the applicant, to record a hold harmless agreement. There were no agency or public comments that were received that objected to the variance. I did receive one public comment from a neighbor, Damon Torgerson at 41 Covey Roan Lane. And he just wanted to say he was in favor of the variance request. I just received that this week. Staff has reviewed the application materials, agency comments for consistency with applicable codes and regulations, and as conditioned, recommends approval for varying the required 20-foot setback of the front property line to 8 feet. Staff believes this will allow the applicant to build a residence that fits with the surrounding character of the neighborhood and would not constitute a special privilege, since several other neighboring properties appear to also have residences built within the front yard setback. And that's all right. All.
Thank you very much. And it was Barry, B-E-R-R-Y, is that correct?
Yeah, B-A-R-R-Y.
All right. Make sure I get this right. Thank you very much, Ms. Barry. I appreciate your presentation. Is the applicant ready to proceed? Is the applicant here?
Yes.
All right. I'll have you state your name for the record, please.
Jennifer Renfelt.
And what is your address?
Physical right now is 10420 226 Place Southwest, Edmonds, Washington.
All right. Ms. Renfelt, would you raise your right hand for me? Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And you are the agent and property owner? Is that correct? Or you're the property owner
property
and the
owner.
Applicant?
Yes.
And have you had a chance to look at the staff report?
Yes, we have.
Okay. Do you have any objection with any of the representations set forth within the staff report?
No, we don't.
And there are some proposed conditions of approval. Do you have any objection to any of the proposed conditions?
No, we don't.
All right. Got those out of the way. Now, what would you like to tell me about the project?
We're just building our retirement home over there. So we will be living there once the house is built. We've had the property for about 5 years and it has just a little small dwelling unit on it right now. I don't know what else to really say.
How big of a house do you want to have on it?
I believe we're putting, it's a 3-story, maybe 2,200 square feet. So it's a narrow but taller house.
And are you keeping the pool?
Yes.
And will you have an accessory dwelling unit for long-term renters on that?
No, we will not. But we will keep the accessory dwelling unit. It's just our personal family use.
That's the existing, you're not going to tear down the existing house? Is that correct?
No, we're not.
Is there do you have a short-term rental permit for that existing structure?
No, we don't.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add about the property or your proposal?
No, not that I have.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Ms. Reinfeldt. Did I pronounce that right? Renfelt or Reinfeldt?
Renfelt.
Renfelt. Okay. We'll get that right. All right, thank you. We'll turn this matter over to the public now. We do have some folks here, maybe just observing, but if anybody wishes to testify, I need to have you unmute yourself and state your name and address for me. Not seeing any movement on anybody unmuting themselves. Is there anything further from staff, Ms. Berry?
Not at this time, thank you.
All right, folks, and what I'm going to do, Ms. Renfelt, is I am going to close the public record portion of this hearing. I will have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. Everybody, there's no other items that are on today's agenda, so I'm now going to adjourn this December 7th, 2022 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. Thank you all very much for attending. This meeting is adjourned. Everybody have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you.